Last night as I was preparing for today and the readings, I thought I had morning mass with the little kids. Now think about the readings we had. Solomon and all of his many wives and his unfaithfulness to God, and Jesus seemingly calling a woman a dog. I was like, this is going to be a great all-school mass for the little children. The first reading today, this sense of Solomon's heart being removed from complete gift of self to God, to being turned from God because of his many wives who were of different nations, of different religions and such. We see Solomon leaving the worship of the true God because of these relationships. In the gospel text, we see the conflict embodied in a different way. We have Jesus, the embodiment of the fulfillment of God's plan, the fulfillment in God becoming incarnate in flesh in our midst, and the revelation to the Gentiles. We see that embodied in the Greek, the Syrophoenician woman. Revelation is supposed to go forth from the people of Israel to the nations to bring them salvation. Not revelation of the Gentiles to Israel. The God of Israel is the God of truth. Even in the psalm, the reference that they sacrifice their sons and their daughters to demons and their worship of false gods. But what we see in the gospel text, we see that even God's heart can be moved in the timing of when this is to take place. For centuries at this point, the people of Israel have been scattered as diaspora throughout the Mediterranean, and through the living out of the law in accordance with Moses and the synagogues and things, others from different nations had been drawn to them. Because of their wisdom, because of their justice, because of their right judgment, because of their morality. And they became believers as they could, participating, observing the law as they could. Ultimately, it will be fulfilled when the Holy Spirit comes upon Jesus' disciples, his believers in Pentecost, and they go forth, not just to the diaspora, not to just the Jews outside of Jerusalem, but to the entire world to proclaim salvation through Jesus Christ. But God's heart is moved in the gospel to speed up the timing for this moment. Scripture scholars will make a big deal about whether the word that Mark uses for dog is the big dog or the little dog that lives in the house and all of these kinds of things. But the point being is that Jesus challenges her and she gives it right back to him. She is asking for a scrap. She is coming to Israel. She is coming to Jesus to seek this moment of salvation for her daughter. And her faithful response that God could do something for her when all of her foreign gods have failed creates the opening in which Jesus responds and does what she asks of him. My brothers and sisters, Jesus asks this woman to make a response in faith. And there are times when we will be in the midst of difficulty and challenge as well. It's an invitation for us to respond in the midst of the challenge, in the midst of the difficulty, to adhere to the goodness of God in the midst of it. Even the little dogs that live in the house are able to receive the scraps that fall from the children's table. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we look at challenges as something wrong. The gospel today reveals that challenges are not always wrong. Sometimes challenges are just that, an invitation for us to move and act in faith in accordance with what we know to be true about our good and loving God. So, it's an invitation for us today. An invitation for us to act in accordance with the goodness that God has revealed, to respond in acts of faith in accordance with His love that we have seen revealed by the gift of His Son, to make response and acts of faith, knowing God's merciful love for each and every one of us. Amen.